one Silgal had voiced her feelings, Hamner looked to the other masters, and finding no support in any of their faces, he merely shook his head in determination.
"I appreciate your honesty," he said. "But when Grandmaster Skywalker went to exile, he didn't ask you to stand in while he was gone. He asked me, and I must do what I think is best."
Hamner turned toward the door with an air of finality. He had not even taken two steps before Han called out,
"Tell them about the deal with Boatu."
Hamner stopped in his tracks and spun around, his eyes wide with outrage and surprise.
"What?"
"I said, tell them about the deal with Boatu."
Hamner clenched his jaw and balled his fists, obviously struggling to contain his anger. Han looked him straight in the eye.
"You can do it, or I can."
Saba could tell by the way that Han's pupils had opened that at least part of what he was saying was a bluff.
"Who knows?"
Han continued.
"They might even understand."
Kip and Kyle looked at each other. Then Kyle stepped toward Hamner.
"Understand what, Grandmaster?"
Hamner glared blaster bolts at Han, but said,
"Admiral Boatu calmed me during the siege. He wanted to make a deal."
"And you didn't tell us?"
Corrin asked, clearly outraged.
"He asked me to hold it in confidence," Hamner replied. "He didn't want Dala to know."
"And this deal, what was it?"
Corrin demanded. Hamner hesitated, obviously reluctant to break his promise to the Admiral.
"It's the reason your Grand Master here doesn't want to do anything,"
Han prompted.
"He's still hoping Boatu will wake up and fix everything with a wave of his hand."
"Not exactly,"
Hamner said through clenched teeth.
"But Admiral Boatu did offer to use his influence to convince Dala to be reasonable."
"In return for what exactly?" Kyle asked.
"Not launching the stealth X-Wing,"
Hamner said.
"The Mando saw us preparing when they stormed the temple, and the last thing either of us wanted was starfighters battling over Coruscant."
Saba felt her blood turn cold. Hamner had been doing more than just keeping secrets from them. He had entrusted the Order's well-being to a Bothan, and he had been stalling his fellow masters, lying to them in the vain hope that his friend the Bothan would awake and solve all his problems for him. Clearly, Hamner had cracked under the pressure. Clearly, he was no longer fit to lead the Jedi Order. Saba stepped forward. Speaking as gently as her Barabel voice would allow, she said,
"This one thinks it would be best if you resigned, Master Hamner."
Hamner's jaw fell.
"Resign, Master Sabatine? You must be joking."
Saba shook her head.
"No joke, Master Hamner. This one has no confidence in you."
She glanced around at her fellow masters, receiving one nod after another. She added,
"We all have no confidence in you."
Strictly speaking, it was not a formal no-confidence vote, but there were enough masters present to indicate what the result would be. And even Kenth Hamner was not stubborn enough to demand the formality when the outcome was a foregone conclusion. He glanced from one master to another, his face growing a little paler each time a master met his gaze and nodded agreement with Saba's pronouncement. When he had come to the last face, he turned to her with a trembling mouth.
"I do not resign, Master Sabatine,"
he said.
"And this is not over."
"It is for us," Saba replied. "Go inside, Master Hamner. Your presence is no longer required by the Council."